a plane crash at the Shelter Cove Airport occurred earlier today around noon. KMUN News reached out to our partners at the Shelter Cove Resort Improvement District that operates the public airport and the responding agency, Shelter Cove Fire.
My name is Cheryl Anthony. I'm one of the firefighters for Shelter Cove Fire. And today at approximately noon, we got a page out that there was a plane crash on the airport in Shelter Cove. And so our department came down from the hill, and it was a small plane that apparently had lost part of its, or somehow its landing gear collapsed, and the plane crashed on the airstrip.
Any report of a plane crash has first responders at the ready to provide medical aid, preparing for the worst. But today, the pilot and solo occupant of the plane was fortunate.
Nobody was injured. There was just one person in the plane, and he was a young man who had flown from Southern California to Shelter Cove today by himself.
Though no one was injured during the crash landing, airport operations were still impacted.
So because of the plane crashing and because it was leaking fuel, 30 gallons of fuel from his airplane, the airport was closed for a couple of hours while Shelter Cove Fire cleaned up the area and moved the plane off the airstrip. And the sheriff came and checked it out. And the department used a lot of kitty litter to absorb the gas, and eventually, after it absorbed it, they swept it all clean, and so the airport is again open.
After the plane crash, the FAA placed the Shelter Cove Airport under a temporary air restriction, a first for the small airport, at least during Anthony's time on the department.
It's the first time in my memory of being on the fire department, and I've been on for years, but it's the first time that I remember it happening here. But in order to close it, you have to get permission from the FAA and let them know what's happening. And of course, they agreed because of what was on the airstrip. We didn't want somebody else to come along and try to land and slip on it or start a fire. So that was why it happened the way it did.
The airport was reopened just after 3 p.m. local time. For photos of the crash, visit KMUD.org. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Musick.